More and more Southeast government buildings and businesses are turning to woody biomass for heat. Some experts say the region is close to having enough demand to justify building a pellet mill, but it won't be easy. Costa Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
Boilers heated by wood pellets or chips are being installed in Coast Guard and Forest Service buildings throughout Southeast. Sea Alaska is among businesses that have done or are looking at the same thing. And Yakutat is among communities considering wood-powered electrical generators. But in most cases, the pellets have to be shipped from Canada or the lower 48. Tongass Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole says that could be about to change.
There are a number of hurdles to cross, but I believe in the southern part of Southeast Alaska, we're probably pretty much getting close to a tipping point where we could supply the wood available off eroded land base to a mill that could create a pellet that would be somewhat competitive in the market today.
Cole says logging just to supply a pellet plant is not profitable, but he says there's enough timber, even with reduced harvests, to provide the mill leftovers that can be turned into pellets. He says if low sales cause mills to shut down, there won't be that waste wood.
If we lose the current timber industry in Southeast Alaska, we're going to miss a huge opportunity in order to take a product that's being produced today and basically a burden on the mills in order to make a pellet that could readily heat and get a lot of communities in Southeast Alaska off of oil.
The problem is they don't get it. They don't get what we're trying to do here.
Reed Smith, another energy conference speaker, says the Forest Service is unusual among government agencies. He says the Department of Defense is also bullish on alternative energy, but much of the rest of Washington, D.C. is slow to recognize wood energy opportunities. Smith works for the group 25 by 25, which is pushing to get a quarter of the nation's energy produced from renewable resources by the year 2025. He expects Alaska to be a leader in wood energy.
Bottom line is biomass is a huge, huge piece, and I don't think anybody anywhere in the United States is positioned better to capitalize on some new technology that's just going to be implemented here in the next 5 to 10 years.
Wood boilers are most often used as a source of heat. But Dave Schoding of the Clean Energy Application Center in Pullman, Washington, says it can do more.
Where you're putting in systems for pellets, think about layer caking on top a organic Rankine cycle system as well and get some power out of the deal as well.
He says a heat recovery system can add value to a wood boiler project. It can also replace expensive diesel generators when connected to a power grid.
So one of the ways to think this through is using the hydropower system as a great big storage battery. So as you do energy efficiency or renewable energy, you're preserving and stretching out and maximizing that cheap hydropower.
The Alaska Wood Energy Development Task Group is trying to spur wood energy projects statewide. The group is accepting statements of interest from those exploring community heating projects. The task group, a coalition of agencies, will hire consultants to visit project locations and craft reports that could help with funding. The deadline is November 4th. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.